been dancing with you for over a decade now, and during that dance, I'm Jay Parrish, the city manager of Ferndale. This is Doug Colbert, our chief wastewater operator. We have some of our council here, and Mayor Farley, Stu Titus, John Maxwell. So as we were dancing, we stepped on each other's toes a little bit. There were some hard feelings from time to time. A little over 5 or 6 years ago, the city recognized that the regional board's path that they wanted us to follow was something that would be something it would be more conducive to getting to the goal if we followed that pathway. We've had a wonderful relationship with the regional board since that time, and I can't really express the gratitude that I have for your employees, Lisa Bernard and Kat, and the rest of staff that have helped us clearly see what the regional board wanted. And with Doug's help here and many other people that have helped us, engineering, staff, wastewater people, we have finally come to the point of sitting in front of you on this happy occasion and hoping that you rescind our cease and desist order. We have a new wastewater facility that is the best in the region. We're extremely proud of what we have accomplished here, and we just wanted to extend our thanks for all that you have done.
Well, that's a pretty good dance.
It ended up well.
Actually, do you have some pictures to share, it looks like?
I want to start by saying that it's part of the timeline here, but the last time we were in front of you was several years ago, and it's an image that is ingrained in my mind. I don't know about Jay, but when we asked for our third extension on our cease and desist order, Mr. Massey pointed his finger at us from the chairman's position. He said, "We don't want to see you here again until this thing is finished." Well, it's finished, and we're here. So
you're very welcome.
So what I want to do is kind of take you through our 12-year dance real quickly, and I've whittled this down to just a few minutes to kind of highlight some of the things that we've done here. This timeline you can't see, I've made a copy of this, and your staff has it, but it's a timeline that basically takes us all the way through this process. As you can see, we had a diversion to Williams Creek that prevented us from meeting our 100-to-1 basin, and we needed to raise taxes to get a better collection system. Our cease and desist order was handed down by you folks in with an 05 deadline. That was done in 03. And we started looking at several different options. The BioLAC, and the costs are up there so you can see that. We looked at SBRs, ton of different options. We put before the voters a 120%, 27% rate hike that failed. And we missed our first deadline in 05. We had a technical group formed aside from the rest of us to bring forth some more options. We had a moratorium put on upon us, no more hookups. The committee came back, recommended the BioLAC. We looked in that direction. We were successful in passing a rate hike. Found out we needed UV and upped the price, so we went away from the BioLAC and started an extensive I&I program to hopefully lower the cost of treating the effluent. Secured $5 million, the county did, with the restoration project of the Salt River. Started working with them. Council voted to put the activated sludge within the footprint of the existing plant that we were in. And then we retained Manhard to design our facility. We applied for USDA grants through USDA and State Revolving Fund, and hired a firm to help us get from that 100-to-1 to 10-to-1. And then we received our second extension. And in 08, we looked at the Aeromod activated sludge option, putting it at the current Headworks location. It was approved in July. We opted to build it within the new where the existing headworks was. Our site was certified as a wetland, which kind of set us back. We had to mitigate for that, went through a lot of stuff there. In March of 2010, we successfully petitioned for a one-to-one dilution, which I'm heard was unprecedented at that time, and probably still is. In May 2010, we were approved for a $5 million loan at the lowest rate in their history, and we were able to do the whole project without raising the rates that we established in the beginning. And we went out to bid. We began the project in 2010 with wall and construction. We asked for a rescinding of our cease and desist order, and in January 16th, the project was complete and under budget. We're pretty proud of that. And hopefully today, that cease and desist order will be rescinded. And so what I want to do is take you through a quick start to finish. I've called this from muddy waters to clear effluent, and you'll see kind of where it goes. This is the previous site. There's our muddy waters, and you can, I mean, Lisa knows this site really well. Getting it all set up here, the construction company came in and preloaded, getting ready to preload the site. The site had to be compacted for geological purposes, so they're setting the wicks there. Not a lot of explanation needed. And then the fill is starting to be put on, and it ended up being about 22 feet high of dirt. This is taken from across the way, so you see they called it the pyramid. And so that sat on there for about 30 days. They're putting the fiber optic line in here. The whole system is, the computer system is all hardwired in, high-tech, state-of-the-art. Our old polishing pond, and we covered it up, and we drained it first, by the way. And had to put that in there. And then this is the dirt from the pyramid. We had to find a place. Here we're getting ready to put the foundation in for our Sequox biological tank. Just kind of going through these. They're starting the foundation in pour. They're putting the walls up, the forms. Kind of redundant here. Just kind of wanted to give you a little idea of kind of the process that we went through here. Those walls are 16 inches thick all the way around. Putting a little of the interior piping within the system. This is set up for the UV, the preparation here, and the installation of our UV. I wanted to give an idea of all the electrical and fiber optics that's underneath the cement that once it's poured. There's the poured slab for our filter and control building, UV system, bringing in the equipment. Those are our disc filters, which give us our tertiary treatment. We're setting up for our master lift station. And as you can see here, nice and dry, the next day we sprung a leak. And this put us back a couple months. And we were pumping about 1,600 gallons a minute round the clock and couldn't keep up with it. And so we ended up having to put sheet piling around it. Finally cleared it out and was able to put it in. This is our effluent site. Putting up the building. That goes there. And the building is retrofitted to where the interior office is completely separate, not attached to the outside of the building. So if there's any earthquakes, it shakes differently. It's not attached in any way. And there's a bathroom. Absolutely, yeah. I didn't have a bathroom in my old place for the first time. Yeah. So just kind of showing you this building going up here. Putting in the master lift station. We're looking at about 70,000 pounds that first set there, and each coming in there. Finished product there as far as the semi-finished product, and then bringing it up to grade, setting the effluent, or this is the pond discharge with the overflow goes back into the pond. And then our tank completed. They're starting to put the hardware in and all the equipment. Pouring that. We're doing the first liquid test of the tank to make sure that it This is not effluent, it's potable water, so making sure there's no leaks, bringing in the equipment, headworks getting set up there, catwalks are in, and now I believe this here, it is filled with raw sewage, so we're just getting ready to start up, and you'll see here, we're actually running the plant. Haven't started discharging at this point, it's kind of circulating. And we got a bar screen at the beginning, kind of show you the equipment. There's our disc filters, our UV system, our belt filter press that handles all our biosolids, our quiet blowers that add the air to our system. It's our old effluent pumps. Lisa knows those really well. Those are our new effluent pumps. Pneumatic tank that keeps the system pressurized. That's our effluent, just holding tank ready to be discharged. There's our new discharge into Francis Creek. At this point, hadn't been running. We hadn't started discharging, but I just wanted to get a picture of that. There's our finish tank before the site was paved. They started paving Port Kenyon, and then here's the finished paving around the system, showing you the wetlands is far there in the back. That's our equalization basin, our new fencing around the site. There's the wetlands there. That's a little bit of wetlands. Wetlands there, more wetlands. And there's your clear effluent. So I took you from the muddy waters. And if you can guess which one is our effluent, there's a door prize at the end. One of those is potable water. Anybody tell me which one it is?
The
one on the left is actually our effluent. It's got a little tiny tint to it, but as you can see, I mean, as Lisa knows, it's a lot clearer than it was 6 months ago or 8 months ago. So we're pretty proud of it. And we just, you know, we'll give tours anytime anybody wants to come. And we have our grand opening on April 17th that several of you are coming up to. So we want to thank you. I'll reiterate just what Jay said, ditto what he said. Thank you guys for working with us. It's been a pleasure and having patience.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Manson.
It is with a lot of satisfaction that I would give you a motion to accept order number R12012016.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
By the way, that's a very nice way to start the morning. Thank you.